Heartbroken dad to kick off Father's Day weekend by helping others. A Temecula dad of four is starting his Father's Day weekend in front of California Attorney General Rob Bonta's office in Los Angeles, where he will be rallying to prosecute fentanyl dealers on behalf of his late daughter and other victims of fentanyl poisoning. Matt Capiluto has spent the last 3 years advocating to hold drug dealers accountable for selling fentanyl-laced substances following his daughter's death from such in 2019. His efforts culminated in a bipartisan bill known as Alexandra's Law, named after Capiluto's daughter, which would require warnings for dealers who knowingly distribute drugs containing fentanyl that result in someone's death. The bill is modeled after the state's so-called Watson waiver admonishment given to drunk drivers that if they are caught driving intoxicated again and kill someone in the process, they face a second-degree murder charge instead of manslaughter. However, since Alexandra's Law was first introduced in 2020, it has repeatedly been shut down by state lawmakers on the grounds, they say, that it repeats failed drug policies that have led to mass incarceration. When the bill was up for a vote in late March, Democrat Senators Ayesha Wahab, Stephen Bradford, Nancy Skinner, and Scott Wiener all abstained from voting, causing the bill to fail since it needed majority support. The latter three senators also voted down Alexandra's Law last year. But Capiluto said he is not giving up. "It's not a matter of if, it's when," he told the Epoch Times. Subsequently, Capiluto will be protesting alongside other parents and advocates in front of Bonta's office in downtown Los Angeles on June 16 in hopes of gaining his endorsement for Alexandra's Law or similar legislation. As of now, hasn't endorsed any legislation regarding fentanyl that holds dealers accountable, he said. Capiluto said his advocacy work has been buoyed by his wife, who is battling terminal cancer. "I couldn't do any of without her," he said. "I turn to her for advice so much, she's really the mastermind and brains behind what I'm doing." Capiluto is also the president of Drug-Induced Homicide, a Michigan-based nonprofit that advocates for judicial reform and accountability for those who sell illicit drugs that result in death. "My job is holding drug dealers accountable," he said.